Another suicide bomber struck in Iraq today, killing at least 17 people in the northern city of Kirkuk. The target was apparently a police academy. Elsewhere in the north, U.S. and Iraqi forces fought pitched battles with insurgents near Mosul. NPR's Ivan Watson is following developments from Baghdad. Ivan, what more can you tell us about today's car bombing?
Well, it took place again up in the northeastern city of Kirkuk, outside a police academy there, as people were heading out of that compound. And the casualties were quite high. We're talking about 50 people killed and wounded by that explosion. And it's not the first time police stations in Kirkuk alone have been hit. Last February, I was looking in my notes, there was a police station hit by a suicide car bomb, and it left dozens killed and injured just in that same city.
What about fighting near Mosul? Who are these insurgents, and how serious was the battle, as far as you know?
Well, most of the information we're getting from this town to the northwest of Mosul called Tal Afar is coming from the U.S. military. I have to preface this by saying that, and they're saying that it began with an operation, a raid, basically, by U.S. forces against what they said was a suspected cell of fighters. They say that this town, Tal Afar, is a conduit, a route for foreign fighters to be smuggled in from nearby Syria into Iraq. Now, the U.S. military launched the raid in the morning. They say several fighters were killed and more than a dozen captured. But in the process, one of the U.S. Stryker armored vehicles was disabled by insurgent gunfire. Several Iraqi National Guardsmen allied with the American forces were injured. Also, a reconnaissance helicopter was forced to crash land after it was hit by insurgent gunfire. The U.S. ended up calling at least one airstrike in. And of concern here is the large number of casualties. We're getting reports of as many as 50 Iraqis dead and wounded, according to local officials. We spoke to some U.S. military officers. They said they don't know if these were insurgents or fighters or civilians. It's not clear. But it does seem to have been quite a large gun battle in Tal Afar today.
It was really quite an eventful day today, a lot of loss of life, and yet all events that we have become used to hearing about. I'm wondering, as someone who's been covering this story since before the U.S. invasion even, how do you find Iraqis reacting to violence like that which happened today? Is there despair? Is there taking it in stride? And has their reaction changed over time?
You know, Jennifer, the sad thing is I would consider this a quiet day in Iraq, really. There is so much violence, there is so much sabotage going on in so many different corners of this country on any given day. Iraqis are, I would say, resigned to what is going on around them. They do despair at times. Iraqis that I know, sometimes they explode out of the blue when someone they know has nearly had a close call or actually been hurt or killed in one of these incidents. Some Iraqis I know are trying to get out of the country right now, those who have relatives overseas who can get out. And there is a sense of resignation here. People do hope, I've heard some that they really hope perhaps this new U.S.-backed government of Prime Minister Alawi, maybe it can bring some security back. But more and more I'm hearing Iraqis say it's going to take 10 or 15 years before any peace and calm come back to this country.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Thank you, Ivan.
You're welcome, Jennifer.